The township of Mongeux is perched on a hill overlooking the Trois Plain. Apart from the lovely view over the city, the area is also steeped in legends. For example, the Mongeux Castle, built in 1512 and destroyed in the Revolution, and the 16th century church of the Exaltation de la Sainte Croix have fueled many popular fables. The church, with magnificent 16th century stained glass windows, is a listed historical monument due in part to the crosses engraved on the walls. The most memorable of all the legends is about Montchirac.
In medieval times, a fortified castle overlooked Montchirac. It was home to a baron who lived there in austere solitude with his daughter, Clotilde. But Clotilde was already an emancipated child. Unbeknownst to her father, she was going out disguised as a shepherdess to spend time with Thibault, Count of Champagne. Then, one Christmas Eve, they disappeared into the night together. The next year, just before Christmas, a terrible fire burned the castle down. The Bishop of Troyes was called to exorcise the haunted site. The next day, an enormous dragon came out of the ruins of the castle, which immediately fell into the Trou de Chirac. Only one stone remained, bearing the inscription, Passons, faites une prière pour la pauvre Clotilde. Passers-by, say a prayer for poor Clotilde.
And rumour also has it that the township has a hidden treasure. In days gone by, somewhere between Mongeux and La Grange-Aurée was the convent of Sainte-Croix. In the 15th century, seeing pillagers approaching, the monks living there hid their treasure and it has never been found. Most famous for its 186 hectares of vines with the Champagne appellation, Mongeux has been known for many years as Champagne's Mont Haché. And did you know that the wine produced in Japan is from Mongeux? That's right. That's where Charles Balté, a famous nursery gardener from Troyes, chose to experiment. In the 19th century, he introduced two Japanese men to the art of the vine, and in 1876, they created Yamanashi Vineyard. The vineyard now produces half of the archipelago's wine.